Many devotees over the years in ISKCON have felt a lack of warmth and a lack of Krishna-centeredness. Still, I and others who I have spoken to feel that just as the child's shoe represents the child, so ISKCON institution represents Prabhupada. You have come to help ISKCON, but many devotees feel disturbed by the apparent difference in some of the details of practical devotional service, practicing devotional service, and it may cause more diversity than unity.
I want to accept the truth that it is very hard to understand any bona fide guru, almost politician. When he is matured in all senses, and then he will be equal to his
guru
then. Mood, then he can realize the mood of the guru. It has been told in our Shastra and Srila Bhakti Siddhanta in this Gita, you should have to be a deva, God, and then you can understand the modes of God. So I think the disciples of Swami, those who are senior and sub Swami, and they were trying to know him and his heart and mood, they have been checked, controlled by unbona fide disciples. So they are not clearly realizing the most of Swami. And that is why they are telling that the superior person, teacher knowing the hearts and modes of Swami, they should descend more in our category. They are not feeling this, that they themselves go up and try to realize Swami mode. They have not gone to their book, to Swamiji's books. Only outwardly they have seen him. Some are trying to know the modes of Swamiji, but not all. To Jabrahoy. So I think what I have seen him, realized him in our disciplic line. For 50 years in this movement with Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, they are so qualified disciples, and also to Swamiji, I was in very close contact with him. So what I have realized him, perhaps they have not realized so much. They have no facilities to know the modes of Swami. He has written in his books everything, but they have not carefully and deeply went through the books, As you saw, by his only bhajans and by his writing in his book, that I am the same line, what I am telling, to improve their knowledge. But they think that I should be dragged lower in their category. But they should go up to understand the words of Swamiji. If anything, I am telling different to Mahaprabhu, to Swamiji. They can tell what I am telling different to Swamiji. But I am telling that different from Swamiji. I will prove it out. But I am not going in this state. I want harmony to help to take them up to understand. It is apparent that all disciples of any bona fide guru cannot understand their interior heart. And so very rare can follow them. I am thinking they are outwardly that seems good. Some of them have tried to go nearer his heart. But those who have wanted to realize him more, but they are now controlled so much to tread very poor. They don't want to be harmony with them. Those who are seniors, not in age and not in Diksha. But it not depends on seniority in years. Devasana Singh and Paramarthic spiritual things, they don't, they realize by seniority of age, seniority of learning so much, seniority of being with him, it depends on the what they have surrendered, how they have surrendered, and internally how they have served. It depends on that. Any worldly knowledge cannot know all these things. It is apparent. So we should try to have an answer, from the books of Swamiji. They tell that you are in different moods about Jiva. But I am telling in the past that in what line he was about Jiva Tattva, Krishna Tattva, Maya Tattva, loving, affection, devotion, sadhana. Same, not a different this. We can take first as a Jiva Tattva. This I cannot so called devotees. But I can tell that those who have outwardly heard him, they tell that you have come from global. In Chaitanya Charitamrita or in anywhere, Swamiji has told like this, but not has told so. But anything cannot be taken as a proof or any evidence or any solid proof. We'll have to judge it by six fundamental characteristics. Upakram, upasanghar, arthavar, abhyas, arthapatti and samsara. Anyone, Yashodama is telling that Krishna is chore. He is thief. We'll have to not take this as a fundamental truth. We'll have to judge by where in Srimad Bhagavatam, told in various places like this. No? In at last it is untold that he chose. In the beginning it has been told chose. And in conclusion it has come that he chose. Then you will know that he chose. But we see that anywhere not like it is like a joke. So it cannot be taken that. In Srimad Bhagavat it has been told that Krishna is chose. Similarly, he has told that Jiva has come from Goloka. In the beginning, all tutors, all the paramatic spiritual masters, holy masters, we also, our Guru Maharaj also, Prabhupada has also told that Krishna Bhuli Seviki, Anadi Bahimu, in Chaitanya Chaitanya. We explain like this, that Krishna, Jiva has forgotten Krishna. But forgotten from where? Forgotten? Ordinarily, or in a common telling, it will be told, oh, he used to know Krishna. He was with Krishna, serving with Krishna, then he forgot. Those who are reading ABCD, they must be told like so. Otherwise, they will never know the truth. After some time hearing, then we will tell that Jiva has come from a middle place that is called Tatastha, where Narayan Karnab Dishai Vishnu from Tatastha. When more matured, then we will see that Jiva has never come out from anywhere. The rays and sun, they are both permanent, eternal. So Jivas are eternal, Krishna is eternal. Only this Tatastha Sakti has been told for beginners. Like a race and sun, they have some relation. So there are two kinds of these. Those who never saw this world, and those who never saw that world, never can. You should begin by knowing. But I will have not to answer in this. I will, these lines of Swamiji will answer you, and you have surely faith by seeing the explanation or purpose of Swami. And you will yourself judge that I am telling. And Swami is telling truth. No different. In any case, there seems different. But a guru in the beginning is different from when the disciples are matured and they hear their guru. And they say, oh, it is different. But not different. One platform and other seeds and then fruits. Fruits are none different to this seed. But if you can tell that they all fish are different from the throat, then we will see, understand that he is not so much intelligent. like a boy and child, he is this. You should read some different. But I am clearing only the same thing and giving them what he wanted to say you, what he wanted to give you, but you have not understood. Now you should understand. This is my mode of telling or you should hear.
Few books. There's many more, but we only started compiling them yesterday.
I'll give you a note in that. Go ahead.
From the third canto, chapter 15:48.
Yes,
they're all short excerpts from different purports. This is from third canto, chapter 15, text 48.
You are hearing?
From Vedic scriptures, it is understood that sometimes even Brahma and Indra fall down, but a devotee in the transcendental abode of the Lord never falls. Then, from 3:16:26, the Lord replied, the conclusion is
written by Simon Prabhupada.
These are all excerpts from Prabhupada's purport. The conclusion is that
see the book. I think that you have not seen all these things very carefully and deeply. Now you should take these notes and see. And then you should realize that what I am telling, Prabhupada was telling. Read on.
The conclusion is that no one falls from the spiritual world or Vaikuntha, for it is the eternal abode. The conclusion is that no one falls from the spiritual world or Vaikuntha, for it is the eternal abode. Next is from 5th Canto, chapter 11, text 12. This ordinary living being is of two kinds, Nityabhada or Nityamukta. One is eternally conditioned and the other is eternally liberated. The eternally liberated living beings are in Vaikuntha Jagat, the spiritual world, and they never fall into the material world. Next, this is from 7th Canto, 1st Chapter 34. I'm going to read the text also because the text itself discusses the same question. Maharaj Yudhisthira inquired, what kind of great curse could affect even liberated Vishnu Bhaktas, and what sort of person could curse even the Lord's associates? For unflinching devotees of the Lord to fall again to this material world is impossible. I cannot believe this.
He cannot be.
This is Yudhisthira.
Anyone cannot listen.
And this is the purport. In Bhagavad Gita 8:16, the Lord clearly states, Mam upetya sukaunteya punarajanmana vidyate. One who has purified a material contamination and returns home back to Godhead does not return to this material world. Elsewhere in Bhagavad Gita 4:9, Krishna says, Janma karma te me divyam evam yo viti tatvata taktva deyam punarajanma naiti mam iti swarajana. One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna. Maharaj Yudhisthira, therefore, was surprised that a pure devotee could return to this material world. This is a very important question. And in the next text, the bodies of the inhabitants of Vaikuntha are completely spiritual, having nothing to do with the material body, senses, or life there. Therefore, kindly explain how associates of the personality of Godhead were cursed to descend in material bodies like persons. Purport. Therefore, it is to be understood that when Jaya and Vijaya descended to this material world, they came because there was something to be done for the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Yes.
Otherwise, it is a fact that no one falls from Vaikuntha.
Yes. You understand? Jaya Vijaya had not fallen. They have not been fallen from there. They knew that their master wants to have a taste of deer rush. He has tested all things, but now he wants to taste a deer rush, fighting mood. They knew that our Prabhu is in a problem. This is all. He wants to taste, so I should fight. We should fight with them. But we cannot fight in friendly terms. So this should be opposite. How it be? Without Prabhu, we cannot be opposite. So they prayed to Prabhu. Yes, I will get chance. So he called
Chatushan.
They did not come to their own any purpose. They came called by Narayan, by inspiration of Narayan Dev. And he get Jogmaya to do so that they became angry with these two Jaitijans. And they cursed that go for three but yeah, and beat them. They became so bad. But outwardly they were Bubahana bana rahe thi. Outwardly they were showing that if they are so much unhappy. At once Prabhu came and told that, now don't be worried. Also to Sanat Sanandal, Sanat Kumar, also to them. By Jogmaya, by my wish, I wanted to wrestle and to test this rush to ask you. And then, in one form, Jayabijaya was present in Vaikunth, and other manifestations he came and took three. And it was only a time for a moment coming and going. There, 1 minute, it means how much we cannot calculate. So when they came, for three, but it was a minute or second, and they passed. They again went to Vaikuntha and they met in there.
Original form.
Original form. So he said. So there must be some explanation to understand the views of Swamiji, the modes of Swamiji. Anyone cannot go without who has understood. They have so much. We were so much lucky in past years, past birth also. And also we have so much gain from our Guruji and all others from Swamiji. We can go deep. Now I see that they cannot go because they are all controlled. Nothing can be controlled by holding. So they should be proud to enter the most of Swamiji. Now again,
this one important one here. Gurudev explains that after attaining, if one attains Bhava Bhakti in this life and gets his Swarup Siddhi, then he can go to where Krishna is performing his pastimes in the material world and meet Krishna for the first time. And Srila Prabhupada confirms that in this statement from the Krishna book. The mature devotees who have completely executed Krishna consciousness are immediately transferred to the universe where Krishna is appearing. In that universe, the devotees get their first opportunity to associate with Krishna personally and directly. That's from Krishna book chapter
28.
Then there's another quote here.
Written in the writings of in Krishna book, in Chaitanya Charitamrita explanation, in Srimad Bhagavatam, and he has quoted the view of Jiva Goswami. Where is that? Jiva Goswami has quoted. I know very past years of all these things from Jiva Goswami, but because I have read from my Guru, the Jaya Goswami. I have not given in this. because I want to answer you in the same language and writing of Sankara. What Rupa Goswami has told, what Baldev Vidya Bhushan has told, what Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has told, what Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati and Bhakti Vinod Bhai has told about this in Jaiva Dharma. I know so much that they cannot go there. So I tell in harmony that I am in the same line, telling everything in the same line, same way. I want to glorify Swamiji by all this. They have not realized what he wanted to tell. But they are fearing that I am telling other lines. Our whole master, disciplic orders Acharya, were in the same line. And I think he was in the same line. What Prabhupada told, he has told. Not all, some part. What I am telling, I cannot tell and whole my guru's voice. Only very little part. So you see, I will believe that I am not telling anything different. You can tell anything what I am. Perhaps you are with me here in 10 days. What I have told, that it is against the principles of Swamiji or against Srimad Bhagavatam, or I have told so high things of gopis or rasa, what I have told? Anyone cannot give any example from my lecture classes. If there were some experienced persons and high person, knowing all deeply, then I would have told so many things. So many things. They cannot ring, they cannot reach in 100, but I know. I was, Swamiji used to love me, affect me, and he wanted to be with me. Why? He used to see me as the equal in every respect. Why? But I don't feel that I am equal. I was only dust of his love. But he wanted to reward me. He appalized me. I am not qualified to be appalized. But as a friend matters, a friend can do like this. But they are not recognized. You can tell. You are satisfied by these answers and by these hearing?
Yes.
Any doubt, you can take one. If I will tell them to give the copy and you can see the books first. I think that you have no chance to go all these things. But now you will realize. So any God brother, like a Siksha Guru, is required. Without Siksha Guru, we cannot know the modes of Siksha Guru. Because they are in same level, they can't. A devotee cannot.
When you started to explain this, I was a little confused because this was not one of my questions. You all had this subject as a resource term. But I was thinking that maybe this was said to me because it's, although I never thought of this particular aspect, it didn't worry me so much. But if someone, maybe from BBC or someone said, oh, he's saying indifferent about this subject matter than I might have thought. So maybe this is why it's
this was not one of her questions, the Jiva Tattva issue.
No, no, I told her.
But she understands that you said it for a purpose. If anyone or the GBC says anything, now they know what to say. Because you have given this answer kindly.
So I
and
I may have done.
Oh, in the future, if anyone says to the devotees that Srila Narayan Maharaj has a different point of view on this issue, now they have your tape and they know what to say.
I request you to know that not only in this, any subject, you should believe me that I am not of different. It is they have been misguided and not gone through his books. But merely books will not do anything. By Shiksha Guru, he can know. That is why in Chaitanya Charitamrita it has been told that Shiksha Guru and Shiksha Guru both are Swarup of Krishna. So we should try. We should not deny the existence of Shiksha Guru. Then what is she telling?
We have heard that you give first and second initiation without the need to follow the rules and regulations.
This is quite false. False as in a sapphed.
Quite wrong.
Bishu, you can realize by this thing that my disciples never have not fallen. But why their disciples are going? What is?
Falling.
If they are not bona fide, my disciples, myself, I chant 1 lakh Harinam daily. You know, I should not tell. But I am telling only for your knowing. And I think that you can tell. Ask Hari. But to speak of my devotee, when he comes in my touch, all came in my touch, beginning to chant 1 lakh, not less than 50. They may be wrong in any case, but I cannot do. I have so much faith like Swamiji in Krishna. He told that I will give the facilities of boarding persons to take meat, eggs and everything. But after that, there is bona fide. So I have confidence in me that when I will see anyone, I can judge that he is bona fide or not. So I give anyone. You can see any my disciples that they are taking eggs, wine, pyaaj, lashun or anything, all just to try to complete Hari name in 50,000, more than that, some are chanting. You can ask anyone, my disciples, you are here. So it is quite
false.
Only they are propagating them, and by doing so, they are doing some kinds of apparatus. To do or speak against any Vaishnava. It is quite true. I have come from Swamiji, Bhakti Vedanta Swami and Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj, who are the
Guru.
He has seen anything, a specialty in our Gurudev. That is why he took his sannyas guru. And he wanted from me, he loved me, he accepted. I served so much as my bosom friend and Shiksha Guru. I think they have not done for something like that. So, if I am in my guru line, all the Gauriya Vaishnava except these only some persons, they never told like this. Those who are with me, so many acharyas are with me, Vaman Maharaj, Tirth Maharaj, Sivikram Maharaj, Samal Krishna Maharaj,
Gopal Krishna Maharaj,
all do. Why they do? If I am doing so silly things and against Shastra, why they do like this? Charu Maharaj, I see that he is a very orphan boy. When I see,
Show affection.
I give him my affection and love to him, like a very small child. And how to do the service of Swami? I've pitched that boy. He was like a boy with when I saw him. He told in his last words, "You should hear and try to follow." Five people. So they are all doing propaganda. And what those are doing who has not met any time with me, only they.
I think she doesn't understand when you mean. You mean that when Prabhupada was on his disappearance there in Vrindavan, he told Bhakti Chu Maharaj and the other sannyasis, "Listen to what I have to say." And at that time he asked Srila Narayana Maharaj, "Now I have collected many monkeys, they know how to fight, so you please pick them up and make them good devotees."
Charu Maharaj is like a very little boy with, in my view, but I honor Bhakt because he has done so much service to Swami. But even now, when he meets, it seems that he is my little boy, like son. I think all of them like this. Where is now Australian? But I am still serving Swami ji. What process? Most. So they are not understanding you. Perhaps some material gain and loss has come in their mind. Not this one. So I pray to Prabhupada and Krishna that this gives inspiration to think and to see my words and my all these things inseparable of one, to illuminate the views of one. I'm not going to tell anything new. There is nothing new with me. All are old things coming from Brahma. Swami has not told anything new. From the same bottle he has given, and from the same bottle I want to give and give. We have nothing new. Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati has never told anything new. What Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, all are there. Bottles are new, but the wine is the same. I don't understand.
Another question? Do you reinitiate disciples of ISKCON gurus?
Quite false. Only propaganda. And this propaganda is not propaganda, but all of them. They can, with any extent that I have done, they can tell. They can show me any their disciples. I have told her that I will not tell you, Jabuya. It brings some pain in my heart. So I am not your changing your name, but I will call you Shyamrani. It will give me so peace, so happy. That is why I called him. You can ask whether I have given him any new initiation or anything. You can ask. He has come from Satsang Maharaj. You can ask that I have given new initiation or anything to anyone. You can call and see yourself. Don't believe in propaganda. All is false, quite false. Do you believe in my words? Again, go on. It is clear? You should not have belief in them. I request you, don't believe in their propaganda. You can research whether I have reinitiated any one of his cons.
authority is saying is that I'm not listening to the things that the authority thinks is going to tell me. Just what's being said among the men.
She said it's not the authority who
said
that.
Maybe I don't know.
She's just hearing it from devotees around.
No, you shouldn't believe third class devotees. No? You shouldn't believe the third class bogus devotees.
Well, we're talking about that.
You should inquire yourself.
That's why we're here.
Yeah. You should ask who is the person to whom Narayan Maharaj has initiated his, it is initiated by it. You should note the name and inquire yourself to that devotee, that where at. I have so many proofs that so many persons came to me from ISKCON, give it ISKCON.
Giving up ISKCON.
ISKCON. Because that.
No.
Because that Guru's has a thaldom. About hundreds of persons came to me. I told that I will be your teacher. Follow my word and go to ISKCON and select any qualified group and go to that. And I have done about hundreds like so to Tamal Krishna, to Govinda Maharaj, to Sivaram Prabhu, Sivaram Maharaj, and all others I have done like so. And if you like know the names of them, I can tell if you need. So many. They wanted to take me sannyas from myself. I told you, no. I will only be honored by this Shiksha Guru or your helper. I don't want to have any disciples. If I wanted, I have done hundreds and thousands of disciples in India. And all the acharyas of Gaudiya Math, all the disciples honor me more than their guru. So much honor. Why should I hanker to give them if they are related to ISKCON? I will never do, I have never done. I am never doing.
Prabhupada always advised caution and care in discussing Radha Krishna Rasalila. This was to combat taking them cheaply. Apparently, you discuss these pastimes more openly than Prabhupada did. I always understood that Lord Chaitanya only discussed these pastimes with 3.5 associates who were elevated devotees. This confuses me, as many of us still seem quite entangled in the modes of material nature. So when does one become qualified to hear these pastimes?
Have you attended my classes here?
Yes.
What I have told about Ras?
No, it happened.
You have heard anything about Ras that I have told?
One young devotee.
I don't want to tell any others. What I have told you?
No, I haven't.
Okay, call any of the members and here, Holland 10 days, here 10 days. Where I have told like this. Only this is also a propaganda and very false thing, a stupid thing to tell like this. You can quote any word that I have told, but I tell what Prabhupada has told, that our goal should be the Braj Prem. Aradhyo Bhagavan Prajesha Tanayastad Dhamma Vrindavan Ramyaka Chitupasana Padupadu Bargaina Jakalpita. Amongst the all kinds of services to Krishna, the service of gopis are highest. If we are not telling this, that we are not bona fide devotees, we must tell this. But what I am told, that Krishna has something catch up gopis, what I have told like this. But I know that when they are not in touch of myself, Govinda Lila Mrita, Krishna Bhavana Mrita, Bilap Kushmanjali, and other books of Swamiji, which are under lock and key, we don't tell anything. All have been published and gave it to each devotee. How can this? Who that did this silly thing? That was the question. I have not told anywhere like this. But I tell that the frame of gopis are higher. And Samiji has told everywhere in their books. Everywhere. Srila Prabhupada, the Bhakti Vedanta Swamiji, our Gurudev, all disciples order. All have told this requires no nothing, any qualification, only sabdhani. That gopis are highest. Five kinds of servants of Krishna, among them gopis are highest. This cannot be told. Can we not tell this thing? Why so? What are the object of our bhakti, sadhan bhakti? It cannot be told that a gopi friend. But heart, it requires no qualification, nothing only sadhani. I am telling how Krishna stole Makhan and how Yashoda Devi was finding Krishna. There are so many siddhants in two angles.
Two fingers.
Always
two fingers.
Two fragments laid. First rounding, second rounding, third rounding, always by two. Not three or four. We cannot say to disciples or any those who are Sardha, can we not say these things? We cannot. In the classes, I live in Mathura, in Vrindavan. They are very high grade. You are seeing here this boy, that boy, also this boy, but you are not knowing. If I tell them to stand up and say anything, they will tell more clearly all these siddhants more than any of ISKCON leaders. I know this fact. If you will have a chance to hear them, you can hear. How beautifully they will tell. Just only to connect them. They will tell only, oh, give up this, give up this. They are very special to tell all this. And we will tell something, but not negative, but positive side. Have a bhakti, nistha, all this. We will try to develop their sraddha, nistha, ruchi, asakti by always telling them Hari Katha, so that mind should not be like a zero and go to others. That is the difference between now ISKCON devotees and in my line. Not in my line, or line of Gaudiya Dhara and Swamiji Dhara. Swamiji Maharaj was a devotee, but they were so much affected by all these things that he used to tell like this. So, you are not the same devotees when you are beginning. About 15, 20, 40 years before, love has increased your sense. Something knowing all this. I don't have any need to tell you that you should give it wine, woman, no, well, I know that you are following all these rules. Why should I waste my time? I will tell something which is positive, will increase your devotion. So I did in the line of in India, no, nothing to tell about this in Braja, especially that don't take eggs, don't anyone does not take. Why I should tell it? So this is the difference. But no difference.
Can I read one quote that
yes,
is appropriate?
Yes.
Just many devotees say that we shouldn't read anything other than Prabhupada's book. And he's given a nice quote here in this connection. From Chaitanya Charitamrita. Siddhanta Baliya Chitte Nakara Alas Iha Hoite Krishna Lagi Sudri Ramana. Adi Lila 2:1:17. This is from the purport. False devotees, lacking the conclusion of transcendental knowledge, think that artificially shedding tears will deliver them. Similarly, other false devotees think that studying books of the previous acharyas is unadvisable, like studying dry empiric philosophies. But Srila Jiva Goswami, following the previous acharyas, has inculcated the conclusions of the scriptures in the six theses called the Shatsandarbhas. False devotees, who have very little knowledge of such conclusions, fail to achieve pure devotion for want of zeal in accepting the favorable directions for devotional service given by self-realized devotees. Such false devotees are like impersonalists who also consider devotional service no better than ordinary fruitive actions.
These are apparent things, so apparent, but we don't read all these things. We have no test in reading and going deep. That is the disease. That is the disease. Like a what disease? That cannot be cured?
Cancer. AIDS.
Cancer.
Cancer.
Cancer. And why AIDS? That spreading all this. Yeah.
One hour has been passed. One hour passed.
Went in 2 minutes.
You want to?
Her questions have been all. I think that most of them had been answered.
Why waste time seeking new lots of fake takes and intoxication? So why? So why did Prabhupada seem to think it was very necessary for this day and age? For the preaching rules, he seemed to think it was very necessary to preach these particular things over and over again.
He's saying to devotees who have already accepted devotional service, they've heard these things already.
Yes, Lord. That is why misguiding comes.
See, he lives in Mathura, in Vrindavan.
They
don't. People don't do that.
No,
but I mean, when you initiate Western devotees here, you have some.
I have told all these things. Those who are beginners, it will be told surely. Other platform will not come. But in Vrindavan, no use of it. All they have, they don't know. They're above that platform. Having so much affection for Krishna and Radhika, they don't tell Krishna, Radhe, 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 Radhe.
And people also call you, open the door.
I think that they are more superior than myself. Once I was taking parikrama of Radha Damodar temple in Vrindavan. Have you gone there? Radha Damodar temple, where Prabhupada used to live. I was alone in the midday, about 11. There was a lady, she was going forward and I was going after her. She was saying, hello, Urathi, Urathi, Urathi. None was finished. It was not auditory. I took the dust of that lady's seat. Oh, you are so fine. I give lecture, but you cannot give lecture. But your devotion is so superior than mine. I'll have to take birth to be like you. So that the person is like this. In Mathura, I go to some places. they call me very honored. But when I go and I see their kirtans, the most of kirtans, their meetings, I become really how they are so above than myself. So I used to give honor and chori karke, by stealing, not any person know to know that I am there. Daily I go to whole Braja and take the dust of everywhere I go, daily. How many men person, common person can know all my feelings? I don't want to express all these ideas to us.
Most external.
Do you have a question?
Yes.
Just one question. And again, this could just be some more propaganda, I don't know. But I heard from the masses that when all big devotees from ISKCON were coming to you, like Jamal Krishna and Shivram and all those were coming, so many were coming, even some ladies, someone, persons were saying that you were giving their sarup and giving
that
them
quite false.
Gopi names.
I've never given to anyone. Anyone can approach it. It's quite false, as I have told you.
Yes.
Anyone can tell? Can anyone tell that I have given that Gopi name and all other names? And see the day? They are so much yes to me, all. To anyone, any disciple, it is quite false. No, will be, nothing false will be like this false. Only propaganda to show me that, oh, he is so false.
They trying to discredit
you. No, they want to gather their offense only. Collect them. They are not lying, they are ignorant. I don't know my Siddhani. I pray only, but I pray that, oh, Srimati Radha. In your register, note my name as your servant. That any day, in any birth, I will be like you. I also pray to Krishna. Shyam Sundar Sikhand Sekhar Shmerahat Murli Manohar Radhika Rasik Mankripani Dehe Swa Priya Charna Singkari Karu. I pray to Shyam Sundar that, oh Shyam Sundar, if you please to me and you want to give me any
benediction.
Benediction. Then please note and register that. Please keep me as a Pallyadasi of Srimati Radhika. This I do. But I don't tell to anyone. I have told, I am telling only to believe my word.
Yesterday, I was asking a question about the guru, when he has fallen, about Krishna, so Krishna, that Krishna gets connected to Krishna. So, I have seen many devotees, some devotees told me that because my guru fell down.
Okulatāruṇī Mandala Mahite Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Dhaite
Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Dhaite
Vishabhanu Dadhi Navasati Lekhe Lalita Sakhi Guna Ram Savita
Lalita Sakhi Guna Ram Savita
Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhavite
Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhavite
Karunam Kurumai Karuna Parite
Sunday.